New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Well, time for one generation to get bragging rights over all the rest. So I don't know if you identify as a Gen Xer, a Boomer, a Millennial, Gen Z, Gen Alpha. Got some Gen Alpha listeners as well. You're more than welcome to be competing right now if you're on the phone at 800-520-1067 in this exciting new edition of Generation Wars.
Generation Wars.
Hey, come on.
Generation Wars.
Bussin' or what?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Generation Wars.
We say good morning right now as we go in order for a change to our oldest contestant, born in 1968. He is a boomer, and he is proud to say that he grew up watching original episodes of The Twilight Zone.
Oh, man.
This is Robert. Good morning, Robert, and welcome to Generation Wars, calling from a landline. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
If you know the answers to these questions that will span all generations, you must answer by yelling out a boomer, and if Allie calls on you, you get a chance to answer. And once again, we've had some boomer winners, but it doesn't happen often, so an entire generation is listening intently with volume turned all the way up, hoping that you win for them. As we say good morning now to our Gen X representation, born in 1975. This is Kelly. Kelly claims that they've been to a ton of concerts, but Kelly, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Lollapalooza at the Santa Fe Dam.
Oh, when Lollapalooza used to travel. Good
Santa
old days.
Santa Fe Dam.
Yep.
All right, we go to contestant number three right now, representing the Millennials, born in 1992, grew up on Harry Potter. And this is Brandon. Welcome to Generation Wars, Brandon.
Hey there. What's up?
What's your favorite Harry Potter character?
Kind of looks like Ron Weasley. Probably him.
Who?
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley?
Ron Weasley.
Oh, I don't know.
He's the nerdy one, the ginger.
And we move. You're a ginger, Brandon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry about
half
that.
Half ginger.
Half ginger.
Never
want to go full ginger. That's what they say. Final contestant is a millennial. Is a Gen Z born in 2009 who is currently drinking matcha. They love matcha. This is Victoria on K-Rock from 2009. Welcome, and welcome to Gen Z and Victoria. Hi.
Good morning.
How do you get your matcha?
I get it with oat milk.
I was going to say almond or oat. I knew it was one of the two.
Cut it with a little vanilla or lavender or anything like that, or just straight matcha?
Yeah, vanilla.
You cloud top it also?
Yeah, I do.
Of course.
Lala cloud.
All right, here we go. These are our contestants. We will start the questions now. If you know the answers, you must yell out your generation. Wait for Allie to call on you. Up for grabs. You get to go to San Diego, see some Sublime, a band that hits all generations, and Slightly Stupid and many others. And here we go. Question number one. This jewelry would change colors based on if you were horny or sad.
Gen X.
Millennial.
Gen X.
Oh, my Lord.
Gen X. Go ahead. Gen X.
Gen X. Mood ring.
Mood ring is right. You have to yell out your generation. You cannot yell out the answer, whoever did that first. Don't do it again. Gen X gets the point. We move on to your next question. This gum had a comic inside of the wrapper.
Boomer.
Boomer, go ahead.
Jenna.
Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka Joe is absolutely correct. I don't remember if the comics were funny ever, but I remember people.
They can't be that.
Couldn't have
that
been
long
funny.
Ago.
Allie's score currently is a tie at the top.
Yep,
and we go to
Boomer
your next
Gen
question.
X.
What does clock it mean?
Boomer,
you were first.
Clock it means to clock your speed.
No.
Gen Z.
I heard Gen Z next.
Gen
Go ahead.
Z.
Like you clocked it, like you did a good job.
No.
Gen X.
Gen yes, X. Gen X.
Mark it down. Take note.
No.
Anyone else? Millennial, you want to try?
Gen Z.
I'm not being flexible.
Being flexible? No. According to Gen Z slang, a clock it means to notice or recognize a hidden truth in a saying. We move on to the next one, and no one got the point there. It is Generation Wars on K-Rock. What was this? The iconic brightly colored brand name for the fruit snack that was filled with liquid centers?
Gen X? Gen X Gushers.
Gushers is correct.
Those
Gushers
were so terrible, but I just kept eating them.
Couldn't stop. Sometimes.
It just tasted like plastic.
I don't really know what that stuff in the middle was, because it wasn't really liquid, but it wasn't solid. It was like plasma or something. All right, we move on. Joey Gladstone used this three-word phrase in almost every episode of Full House.
Millennial.
Yes, millennial.
Cut it out.
That is correct. Cut it out.
Said with gusto.
And he did that funny little finger move. And we move on. Allie, what is the score currently in Generation Wars?
Gen X has 2 points, and Boomer and Millennial are tied in second place with 1 point each.
All right. We move on to your next question. Brooke Shields famously said this phrase, "Nothing comes between me and my what?"
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
MTV.
No.
Millennial, go ahead.
Millennial. Calvin's.
That is correct.
Wow,
nothing
Calvin's.
Come between me and my Calvin's.
Nothing come between me and my Calvin's.
That's how she said it. I don't know. It was an underwear commercial for Calvin Klein. And we move on to your next question. What is Val speak?
Hmm.
No one knows Valspeak. Valspeak, very, very popular in the 80s, popularized by the San Fernando Valley Girl speech pattern, which took off and became a national obsession.
Especially after Clueless came out.
Known as Valspeak, and we move on. But they had that, I believe, in the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, that's true.
Valspeak had been around for a while, a local flavor that hit the world. Growing up on the East Coast, I remember hearing a telltale of the Valley Girl speech.
And I said, one day I'll date one of those girls.
One day I'm going to marry a Valley Girl. We go to question, your next question. How would you make a collect call?
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X.
Gen Z. What do you mean? How do you make it?
How would you make a collect Boomer. Call? That is the question. Gen X gets a chance to answer first. Go.
You call the operator and have the charges sent to the person you're calling.
I will accept that. That was one way to do it early on before the 1-800-COLLECT phase happened. That's how you would do it.
Yes.
And then you could try to quickly yell out your message, like, pick me up at the mall, when they would say, say your name. All right, we move on to your next question. There's only about 5 questions left, Allie, and currently what is the score?
Gen X is still in the lead with 3, then Millennial with 2, Boomer with 1.
Rumor has it that mixing this candy with soda could make your stomach explode.
Boomer.
Millennial.
Boomer.
What?
Mentos is not correct. Is not correct.
Boomer.
Okay. Boomer.
Pop Rocket.
I cannot accept. Cannot accept Pop Rockets. Yes, Gen X.
Pop Rocks.
That is correct. Pop Rocks.
Once we call on somebody, shut up.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. We move on to your next question. What two Alexes are currently feuding?
You can talk if you do know the answer.
Alex just shaved them all. They're never going to answer. Yes. Gen Z, go ahead.
Two Alexes?
Yes. Which two Alexes are currently feuding? It is a Gen Z question, but you didn't get it. No one want to steal this one. Boomer, you don't want to throw in Alex Trebek, I guess, no? All right, the answer we're looking for is Alex Cooper and Alex Earl. No one gets the point, and we move on to 3 questions left. It's still potentially anyone's game, and here we go. What was the name of the 6-sided multicolor puzzle that popularized in the late 70s? Gen X.
Gen Z. Rubik's Cube.
Correct.
Nice.
Gen X. And we go to these final two questions, Allie, and I'm not sure if it matters.
Yeah, Gen X has 5 points. It's got a pretty big lead.
Who popularized the phrase, come on, baby, let's do the twist?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, no. That is wrong.
Who is next? Hello?
Gen X. Is yes, that, Gen did X. You say what movie?
No, I said who popularized the phrase, come on, baby, let's do the twist. The answer is Chubby Checker. Yeah. Chubby Checker.
Everybody goes, oh, Chubby.
And I don't think this matters because this game has pretty much come to an end, but I will give you this one anyway. So here is your final question. In Stranger Things, what was the name of the rival underground RPG club? No one knows. The Hellfire Club.
Hmm.
All right, Allie, it all comes to an end. And who wins this round of Generation Wars?
That
I'm
would
so
be
sorry.
Gen X, Kelly.
Gen X getting the win.
Gen X.
From 1975. Everyone claims they got the last of the good jobs and the last of the money. And they were able to still bike around their neighborhoods without being, abducted by weirdos in vans.
And they were raised in the tunnels like Jake.
You got the good old days. Gen X, anything you'd like to say to your entire generation?
Gen X rocks.
Well, yeah, eat it.
Eat it. You will be seeing this band right here in San Diego. Congratulations. Hold on to your tickets.